was a brand new pool on the Central Coast more than a half century ago. Now, the main outdoor public pool in the Santa Ynez Valley at Santa Ynez High School is 53 years old and literally coming apart.
Rebar, rusty and popping up through the pool deck. Major cracks at the bottom of the pool. It's in terrible shape. It just needs to be replaced.
Gary Hall Jr. knows a little about pools. The Solvang man is a swimmer who competed in three Olympics in 1996, 2000, and 2004. Hall won 10 Olympic medals, including 5 gold medals. Now he's co-chair of an ambitious campaign to replace the aging pool with a new aquatic complex.
There is a 50-meter, which is the Olympic-sized pool, and that's about 164 feet long. And that's great for lap swimming and water polo, and it's large enough to host regional tournaments. But then there's a smaller pool that is a warm water therapy pool, and that's for occupational therapy, special needs, limited mobility, weight loss, and physical therapy. That is also the Learn to Swim pool.
And Hall says the 2-acre complex will include a state-of-the-art sports science and medicine building.
We are able to provide diabetes programming, weight loss counseling, nutritional consultation, and a variety of other services that really make this kind of a health and wellness package, not just a swimming pool.
More than $7 million has been raised or pledged towards the projected $11 million plus project under the banner of the nonprofit Santa Ynez Valley Aquatics Foundation. Hall's co-chair in the campaign is another Olympic star from the region.
Cammie Craig is a 3-time Olympian, a 3-time Olympic medalist. She's won 2 gold medals. She's from the Santa Ynez Valley. And when she was in high school, she was climbing the ranks in the sport and was becoming good. She moved to Santa Barbara because there wasn't a program here or a pool that could really accommodate her goals and her dreams. And that's a shame. We're trying to create an environment that will provide better opportunities for the next generation of swimmers.
One of the key elements of the project is already in the Santa Ynez Valley waiting for installation. Hall says they were able to get a pool originally designed and used for the U.S. Olympic swimming trials in the Midwest 2 years ago. Pieces of the original L-shaped pool will be used to create 2 new pools.
Through years of swimming and my connections to the swimming world, I have a connection with Mirtha Pools, who constructed the pool that was used to host the 2016 Olympic trials. And they build this stainless steel panel construction structure in a basketball arena in Omaha.
The pieces were trucked to the Santa Ynez Valley and are now in storage. Hall says while the pools will be used for traditional competition like swimming and water polo teams, they'll be a true community resource and a magnet for healthy living.
I was able to plug in a healthcare network to this organization and frame this pool project in the Santa Ynez Valley as a healthy cities initiative, something that can benefit more than just a high school water polo player. This is as appealing to an aging baby boomer with sore hips and knees.
And the 3-time Olympian says having the pools might actually help him get back in the water on a regular basis.
You're a 10-time Olympic medalist, which is just incredible. Where do you swim now when you want to swim?
It's a shame because I don't swim. I've taken up tennis. There is a YMCA pool. It's an indoor 6-lane pool. It's usually pretty busy in there. And I grew up swimming outdoors. You know, we live in California. It's beautiful outside. It's a shame not to swim outside.
The foundation has a website with the campaign's details, syvaquatics.org. Depending on the timing of raising the final $4 million for the project, the complex could potentially open in 2019. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.